I'm wondering if, Mr. Speaker, the Honourable Minister for Communications cannot be programmed to appear before us in the ensuing week. Because out there, the national debate is that it will appear that Parliament is not being proactive. Civil society organizations are asking why Parliament has been silent in this whole matter. And it's really raging on and on and on. This morning, apart from the Anas expose, is the biggest matter which is being discussed. And I know that the honorable ministers have been quite active in the media. This morning, I listened to the honorable George Anda, moving from one station to the other. At least I listened to him on three stations. But this is not a matter that can be resolved in the media. Parliament will have to carry out its oversight responsibility. And to the extent that the public is beginning to get the impression that perhaps we are either not interested or we are abdicating, I want to very respectfully, Mr. Speaker, ask that this House considers programming the Minister for Communications to brief this House so that we can have clarity on what is going on. And if there are any consequential orders that you may want to give after the Minister has briefed this House, then Parliament can take it up and we will be seeing carrying out our oversight responsibilities.